Developing listening skills. Listening. A current affairs club meeting. A. Listening for main ideas. Page 126.
Thanks for coming, everyone. I'm sure you all have other things to do with your free time, but our topic tonight is an important one. I'm Ron Steinberg, and I'm the president of Future Fuels International. We're a group of scientists working to find substitutes for fossil fuels of all kinds. Tonight, though, I'm going to try to answer some of your questions about the peak oil theory. Before we get started, it turns out that you get two speakers this evening instead of one. Dr. Layla Sparks from Lomax Petroleum is also here, and I'll let her introduce herself. Dr. Sparks?
Thank you, Ron. As Mr. Steinberg mentioned, I work for a company that makes a variety of petroleum products. Naturally, oil is essential for our company, so we're also concerned about the world's oil supply being depleted. The main difference between Mr. Steinberg and me is that our scientists tell us there are still enormous amounts of oil to be found. We're pushing for more exploration to find those new oil wells.
All right. Well, before we take your questions, I'll do a quick introduction to the peak oil theory. First off, we know scientists will tell you that oil is a non-renewable resource. Oil was formed in a different era of Earth's history. So once we deplete the supply of oil we have now, that's it. The theory of peak oil came from Dr. M. King Hubbert. Back in 1956, Hubbert used mathematical models and he predicted that sometime between 1968 and 1972, the United States would produce as much oil as it was ever going to produce. In other words, that would be the peak of U.S. oil production. In fact, oil production in the U.S. has been declining since 1970, so Dr. Hubbert was right. The U.S. is still extracting oil, but the oil wells are in hard-to-reach places. Places like Alaska or the Gulf of Mexico. And as the level of oil in those wells goes down, it takes a lot more work to extract it, too.
Can I ask a question?
Absolutely. That's what we're here for tonight.
I'd like to know what Dr. Hubbert's models have to say about the world's oil supply.
I can answer that one. In fact, engineers tell us that oil production will probably continue to increase for the next 20 years or so. So that means, they're saying, we have some time to make the shift from oil to other fuels and to find good substitutes for plastic and other petroleum products.
Actually, your facts may be out of date. The latest reports say that peak oil production probably occurred in 2006. If that's true, it means that the oil supply will be decreasing while the world demand for oil is increasing. Expect higher prices, folks.
I hadn't heard those figures, Ron, but in any case, finding more oil is a high priority for all of us.
I have a question. What if there's oil somewhere that nobody knows about yet? Wouldn't new discoveries change the situation?
That's a good question. And no doubt there is oil that hasn't been discovered yet. The problem, though, is that all the enormous, easily discovered oil fields were found years ago. So new discoveries will be pretty small, or the oil will be difficult to extract, like it is in the oil sands in Canada.
You sound pretty pessimistic, Ron. I have more hope that the world scientists will figure this thing out, and Lomax Petroleum will go on making quality products for a long, long time.
Well, I hope you're right, Layla. But just in case you're not, we need to act quickly to conserve the oil we have and to find other energy sources for the future.